As a child, I would hear them at dawn, in my bed, on the 8th floor, imagine them all huddled around chimneys and TV antennas. A chorus, high above the winter city. At such a tender time, I could even hear them through the thinning walls of dreams. Just before the first high heels clatter onto the morning pavement. Today, the crow in the pine is a story. Its harsh, charred voice pulls the morning out of the water, ripples the city's dissolving dreams. They walk in broad daylight through memory lanes lined with walls so thin you can see where the dumpsters used to be benches, where we sat and held hands. Under the water, a book turning pages, slow words come undone. Float to the surface, black, oily, and slick. Flow under bridges, arches, aches. The marrow of the quiet, the writing down, and what a crow tears out of such silence. I write between drops, eavesdripping. Two crows in a tree, like ears. Listen. Again, I fool myself that I can even get close to writing rain. These ghosts on the page that pull at me, drag me out of my skin into certainties. If we have to be truly philosophical, we will not say a word. In the linden tree, below the balcony, the breaking of twigs, the weaving of a nest. Crows here speak so effortlessly of rain, tap-tapping on leaves and the strip of light above the horizon again delivers us to the eye of the moon, to the night, where we are dark thought, perched in the trees of dreams. With first light, you notice speckled turquoise eggs. Rain isn't divisible from this. At feeding time, they gather in the birches, circle, muscles in their beaks, my path littered with broken shells, the splash of seawater on winter pavement, an instant's sleek shadow across my face, pecks a memory out of my eye.